Thank you. Good morning. I remember as a young child, one of the most exciting parts about the new school year in September was we got to go to the store and get new school supplies, got new paper, new files, new pencils, new pens, new pencil cases, new bags. But inevitably, I would be disappointed because I'd go home and my father would say, "We're not buying new pencils, we're not getting new color pencils, we're going to get the sharpener out, we're going to sit down and we're going to sharpen the pencils from last year because they've still got life left in them." So I'd have to turn up to school with these kind of odd-shaped size pencils while everybody's sitting there with the big pencil cases. But usually I would just go to my mum and say, "Oh, mum, we need new pencils," and then we go and get new pencils. But either way, the idea that my father tried to communicate was, if there's utility, if there's function left, why are you wasting? Why are you throwing it out? Which as a child you don't always get. And the suggestion follows through the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch when it comes to wicks. We've spoken about oil and wax, but now it comes to wicks. He says, you don't need new wicks every single night. You should use the wicks until they're used up, until they're exhausted. The wicks are not meant to have an aesthetic function. They're meant to be utilized. They're meant to be just functional. And we shouldn't have the temptation to say everything needs to be new all the time and chase novelty, but be willing to use something until it's really been exhausted, until it's been fully used. Tomorrow we'll talk about the aesthetic functions of the Chanukiah, about the menorah, that we can look for novelty, but at least when it comes to function, we shouldn't chase newness for the sake of it. So if you're listening, Dad, thank you. You can keep sharpening pencils. Thank you.